Delevedian de la Madoria tai, man sukuman delevedoria de la vasukurian de pesuna, shekevededian de la Madoria de la Madoria tai. Father, I thank you, suman delevesurian de la Vadoria nanamasa. Neke suman de la vasukuri dididian de la Madoria ta de la vasa. Neke bandilididian nanamasukuma shere besuna, sikean de la basurian de la Madoria. Bora ta la vasuria de deshe, man sukuna la vasuria de la bandura, man sore de bese ne ne mashan da la vasura, mela mandora mandoria da la basukur, reke le basu mandoria da la basukuria da la basukora, maro sore de beshera masuria da la basuko, mandoko suman da la basukuria da la badoria da la masaya, nera masuria da la basukuria shete, samandoria madoria da la masukumaya. Sobasi anda la vasoria mandela vasuku mandori anda la vasuku mandele vesuka anda la vashaya. Father, I thank you, Jesus. Manso mandele vesukuria anda la vasora. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Noonday Prayer, 20 minutes of prayer. This is our 60 for 60, where we are thankful for Holy Spirit allowing us another opportunity to sup with Him. Again, I want to welcome each of you as you begin to posture your minds and your heart to be impacted by these next 20 minutes that Holy Spirit is going to speak into our hearts. I'm so grateful for his love and kindness towards us, his grace and his mercy that's renewed every morning. So as we begin to posture ourselves for prayer this afternoon, I want us to focus our mind on what this moment is for. This noonday hour of prayer is not casual. This is not just another prayer gathering, as the apostle stated this morning. This is day 44. So this is not just a prayer gathering. This is alignment. And because we are believers, God is structuring us and he's reframing our world so that we can properly identify with him. Many people, we realize there are many people who are gifted, but they don't have any governance. Many people can speak the word and prophesy, but their patterns are not aligning with Holy Spirit. There are many people who can feel influential, but they don't have any identity. So that's what we want to set our gaze on today as we are fully relinquishing ourselves under faith and understanding the patterns that have gone on before us and understanding what governance is and possessing the gates. We want to stay in that vein on today as we posture our minds and our hearts for prayer because heaven is calling us higher. Do you understand that in this hour, heaven is truly calling us higher? We're stepping into dimensions where faith is not emotional. Faith is governmental. Okay? Identity, this isn't something that's fragile. It's something that we have to be rooted in. These patterns that we see, it's not accidental. All of these things are intentional, and we have to be in a posture where we're aware and recognizing what Holy Spirit is doing in this space. So I ask you all again in this time to open up your mind and your heart as we prepare for prayer so that Holy Spirit can speak to us and permeate our hearts. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you boldly. We come before the throne of grace boldly. In the name of Jesus, we recognize that you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the builder, the builder of destinies. You are the architect of ages, Father. We acknowledge, Lord God, that our faith begins and it ends with you and you alone, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that our faith begins and ends with you. So we posture our heart, Lord God, in total submission and humility to you, Father,
with a repentant heart, Lord God, of anything that we've said or done that's gone contrary to your will, your way, your plan, your purpose, and your desires for our lives, Father. We want to be in a posture, Lord God, where we can hear, we can sense, we can feel, we can touch, Lord God, anything that you have for us in this hour, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that your word declares in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So today, Father, we align our hearts with eternal substance, Father. We refuse to operate, Father, with shallow belief. We refuse, Lord God, to function with emotional religion, Father. But we receive in this moment, Lord God, governing faith. Faith, Lord God, that builds. Faith that frames, Father. Faith that endures, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are allowing us in this moment to allow our lives to be structured by your revelation, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the world that we live in is framed by your word, Lord God. We ask you in this hour to frame our thinking, Father, frame our households, frame our ministries, Father, frame our decisions, Father, where fear has shaped us and gripped us, Father, reshape us and grip us again, Father, where trauma has influenced us, Lord God, we're asking you to renew us again in the name of Jesus, where doubt has weakened us, Father, strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We repent in this hour for agreeing with limitations, Father. You have not given us a spirit of fear, Father, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. And with that, Father, we have authority. With that, Father, we are limitless. In the name of Jesus, we renounce unbelief. We break covenants with fear, Father. Your word declares that we walk by faith and not by sight, Father. So we declare, Lord God, that we won't walk in denial. We won't walk in delay, Father. We won't walk in rejection. We won't walk in procrastination, Father. But we declare that this is a season of processing and pruning, Father. I ask you even now in the name of Jesus to mature our faith in this hour, Father. Let mature faith arise in the lives of your people, Father. Let our faith, Lord God, be governed by you, Lord God. Give us faith that outlasts the warfare that we encounter, Father. Give us faith that speaks to mountains and they be removed in the name of Jesus. Give us faith, Father, that governs our emotions in that hour, Lord God, where we don't know how to feel, how to think, or how to act. Lord God, we put our faith in you. We put our trust in you in this hour, Father, because if you don't do it, Father, it can't be done. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we must not conform to this world, but we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Father. Expose any ungodly thing that is within us, Lord God, and break those cycles of fear, cycles of poverty, cycles of self-sabotage, cycles of broken relationships, cycles of delay, Lord God. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Anything, Lord God, that we've operated in that has interrupted your call for our lives, we ask you to disrupt it even now in the name of Jesus. For you have the divine blueprint for our lives, Father, and that's the path that we'll follow. Father, I love your word where it shows us that Moses, Lord God, had a pattern on the mountain, and he followed you, Father. He was able to reject, Lord God, chaos, reject disorder, reject reactive living, Lord God, when he submitted himself to you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are establishing divine order in our lives right now in the name of Jesus through our thoughts, through our finances, Father, through our health, through relationships, Lord God, through our ministries. Old cycles cannot reside here in the name of Jesus, but God, we decree and declare that transformation replaces the repetitions of things that did not profit us anything in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you who have begun a good work, Lord God, shall complete it, Father. We thank you for the completed work in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the completed work for our lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
You have established who we were before the foundation of this world, Father. You created man in your image and in your likeness, and everything that you did was good, and it was very good, Father. You created us, Lord God, so that we have an active responsibility to respond to your word, Father. Restore our image of consciousness, Lord God. Restore our identity, Lord God, that has been fractured by rejection that we've allowed ourselves to wallow in, Lord God. Restore our identity, Lord God, where we've allowed comparison to corrupt our calling, Lord God. Cleanse us and purify us and heal us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Where insecurity, Father, has silenced our boldness, God, I ask you to uproot it now in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you, Abba, Father, Lord God. We are not orphans, Father, but we are your sons in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we have established sonship with you, Lord God. We are functioning from a place of belonging, Father. We are functioning from a place of security, Father. We are functioning from a place of revelation, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that because we are functioning from this place, we are heirs. We are joint heirs with you in the name of Jesus. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are a royal priesthood. This is what our faith speaks about us, Lord God. We say what the word says concerning us in the name of Jesus. Seal our identity in us, Lord God, so deeply, Lord God, that even the culture can't redefine who we are, Father. Seal, Lord God, your stamp of approval on us, Lord God, where even our own limited and wicked thoughts can't change, Lord God, what you spoke concerning us before the foundation of the world. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are causing us, Lord God, to be established in order, established, Lord God, established in governance, Lord God, established in authority, Father. I thank you for establishment in the name of Jesus, Father. You, Lord God, or the God who has allowed us to be able to possess, Father. So we take authority and we take ownership right now in the name of Jesus to be able to be. We say live and let live. We say live and let live by the authority of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we will have life and have it more abundantly as we continue to submit in the name of Jesus, as we possess, Lord God, these gates, Lord God, as we stand in covenant promise with you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that not even the enemy, Lord God, or the gates of hell will prevail against us, Lord God. Any place that the enemy has occupied, gates, Lord God, through fear, through addiction, through passivity, Lord God, through comparison, Lord God, through compromise, we evict it right now in the name of Jesus. We reclaim our access points, Father. We reclaim our access points in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you declare, Lord God, that we shall possess the gates of our enemies, Lord God. So we stand watch in the name of Jesus. We stand watch. We declare that no unauthorized voice will shape our destiny, Father. We declare that we have strategic positioning in this hour, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you're positioning us at the gates where decisions are made, Father. You're positioning us, Lord God, where policies are shifting. You're positioning us, Father, where influence flows. We thank you, Lord God, that you are endowing us even now with your apostolic wisdom, with your prophetic clarity. We can rest and abide in the influence that you have over us in the name of Jesus. So we bring in alignment our faith and our obedience in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to not only be hearers, but be doers of your word, Father. Where there was delayed obedience, Lord God, that stalled our progress, we ask you to accelerate our compliance right now in the name of Jesus. Give us courage to obey without an explanation, Father. Give us the courage to obey, Lord God, without having to
badger you, Lord God, with questions after questions, Lord God, but we go to you in full obedience and submission, Lord God, and faith to believe that what you tell us to do, it will work out for us, Father. Stabilize our foundation, Lord God. Root us deeply in truth, Lord God. Let us identify with your security in the name of Jesus. Let those patterns refine us in the name of Jesus. Let self-governance mature us in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let our faith propel us. May the wind of acceleration be in our back, Lord God, to push us further and further so that we can reach higher heights and deeper depths, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We submit to your process, Father. 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 We embrace the pruning. We welcome the growth. We embrace the pruning, Father, and we welcome the growth, Father. I decree and declare, Lord God, that my faith and all of our faith will be matured and will be unshakable. Father, I decree and declare that we will walk in revelation and not reaction. Father, I decree and declare that we have been created in your image and in your likeness. Father, I decree and declare that we function from sonship and not out of just striving to live from day to day, Father. I decree and declare that we will reject every ungodly pattern, Father. I decree and declare that our minds are being renewed daily. I decree and declare, Lord God, that you are governing our thoughts and our emotions. Father, I decree and declare that we are disciplined and we operate in self-control, Father. I decree and declare that we possess the gates that you have assigned to us. I decree and declare, Lord God, that we guard the gates of our life. I decree and declare, Father, that we walk in apostolic authority. I decree and declare that we move with prophetic clarity. I decree and declare that our household is aligned with heaven's blueprint, Father. I decree and declare that old cycles will end with us in the name of Jesus. We are building to your divine patterns in the name of Jesus. Stabilize our faith. Mature our identity. Break old patterns. Govern ourselves with your discipline, Lord God. We no longer live in reaction, Father. We live in the becoming. We live in the doing, Lord God, what the Holy Spirit has said unto us. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are building a structure with your people in this hour to be able to speak with authority and stand in confidence, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that our faith will frame us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that our identity is being anchored through you. I thank you, Lord, that we are being disciplined and our discipline protects us from the enemy. I thank you, Lord God, that we see the blueprint and we allow our lives to be guided by it, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you have called us possessors of the gates, possessors of the land, and we stake our claim in the name of Jesus, Father. No longer will we walk in self-reliance. No longer will we walk in impatience. No longer will we walk in pride, Father. Expose all of those hidden things that keeps us from maturing in the faith, Father. Our obedience will run deep. It is our foundation, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that with our obedience, Lord God, you lift us up. You exalt us in due time, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that authority follows our surrender on today, Father. So with outstretched hands and with a pure heart, Lord God, we say we submit. We say we yield, Father. There's no other help we know, Lord God. Don't withdraw your hand from us, Lord God, as you continue to speak, Lord God, and we will retain the information. Father, teach us to see beyond this present tension that we feel. Upgrade our faith from survival to governmental because we have the authority in the name of Jesus, Father. Strengthen us where our hope is weakened, Father. Let faith
frame our thinking, Lord God. Let faith frame our thinking in the name of Jesus, Father. This, Lord God, this is the appointed time, Lord God. We look not at the things which are seen, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we know what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you, Lord God, that faith in this hour is training our vision in the name of Jesus. Our discernment is being heightened as we continue, Lord God, to yield and submit to you, Father. We won't lose our faith, Lord God, because we see a little bit of delay. We will not lose our faith, Lord God, when our identity is wavering, Father. We won't lose our faith, Lord God, when someone is around us being passive. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that this hour gives us a creative alignment, Lord God, to see what you see, to say what you say, to do what you would do, and be who you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that this is the hour, Lord God, that gives us the ability to be all that you have called us to be in the name of Jesus, Lord God. This is the hour of influence for the saints in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that this is the hour of influence for the saints, for the believers in the name of Jesus. And we are being fortified by you. We are just through you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I thank you on today, Lord God, that you have given us a word to stand by, to live by, and for us to see manifest in the name of Jesus. Our faith is being stabilized. Our obedience is being accelerated, Lord God. Our identity is maturing because we are submitted vessels in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that every ear that has an ear on this line, Lord God, be subject to the word of God and the word alone, Father. Root us in your sonship and establish us in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are chosen before we even perform. We are sons and daughters of God. We are ambassadors of Christ, and we should daily represent heaven well because our identity is secure in him. So I want all of you to be encouraged on today as God's beloved sons. We are our affirmation is through demonstration. We are demonstrating that we hear God and we are doing exactly what he says because our faith is what makes us whole. When we believe and we submit to Holy Spirit, we do what he says as unto the Lord, and we reject any worldly conformity. We operate by the kingdom. Old patterns end with us, and our mind is renewed daily. Those are our declarations for today, that we'll reject worldly conformity. We'll operate by the kingdom. Old patterns end with me, and my mind is renewed daily. Amen. So at this time, we will open up the line for anyone that has a word from the Lord or a testimony. Now is your time to come forth.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Renita. First, thank you, Prophet, for this time, for leading us in this time of prayer. This has definitely been a powerful time in prayer. Even while you were, we prayed through a lot of things, but specifically while you were praying through our faith being framed, I could see like the framing of a house and how that framing, it then dictates the structure. And it just, I guess, gave visual to what you were praying through and how our faith begins to give structure to a full build-out. But it dictates, you know, where the lines are drawn, and it dictates where the rooms are and what goes, you know, what's going to go where and how things will function. And so just praying through that and seeing the visual was very helpful for me, and I'm grateful. And I agree with every declaration that has been made that we will continue to move forward in faith, relinquishing all attachments to old patterns and old ways, and just moving forward completely in surrender to God. So thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Absolutely. That's a very apostolic way to frame faith, because we know the apostolic, like it's governing and it builds, and to be able to see it framed in that way, it allows us to see each room based on how heaven has spoken concerning it. Heaven establishes each room. Heaven equips each room. Heaven restores what needs to be restored. It sets order and precedence for what's needed in that space. So I'm grateful for you coming forth and sharing that today. Will there be anyone else?
Join us today, Nicola. Nothing more, nothing less. I just want to thank you and that I'm able to be a part of it.
Amen. Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you for being a part on today. I'm going to give space for a few more if you want to come forth at this time.
Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fash. I just want to thank you, Prophet Jamise, for your yes and your pour on today. I thank God for the encouragement and the reminder on faith. Thank you for praying us through. And I just want to just give God glory for all that he is doing during this initiative. So thank you for your yes and your obedience.
Absolutely. Man, the vision is definitely for an appointed time, and this is definitely the appointed time for all of us to continue to be developed and sent to be able to function in what we say daily. At some point, we have to operate in what we speak concerning us. So I just want to speak over everyone. May the word of God manifest fully in your life, because faith sees beyond your circumstances. Faith, it does what you can't do in the natural, and that's what makes it so powerful. So I just encourage each of you to keep standing on the word of God. Allow the word of God to frame your world. Allow the word of God to frame your world and bring order and alignment. So I'll open the line once more. Is there anyone else who would like to come forth before we close out the line? All right. If not, we will continue in the 60 for 60. Please ensure that at some point later on in the day, you get another 20 minutes at minimum in. And then we will meet you all back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. noon, and then you have your other 20 minutes. We are still diligently working on the website to be able to upload these recordings, and then output any other additional information that we need daily. So, again, thank you all for being a part of this prayer line on today. Please remain prayerful and go in faith.